The Pacific's Environmental Agency chief says he has received heartening support for his call to stop fishing fleets dumping waste in the region. SPREP's Director General Kosi Latu was speaking during the Fiji-hosted UN Oceans Conference in New York. Mr. Latu caught up with Dominic Godfrey about his presentation on marine pollution and the 10,000 recorded cases of waste dumping in the Pacific by purseine fishing vessels over a 12-year period.
What we were trying to demonstrate through that study of 10,000 reports from fisheries observers that spent a bit of time as part of purseine fishing vessel, and these reports are actually written and filed by fisheries officers, fisheries officials from various Pacific Island countries who spend time on these fishing vessels. So we asked for those reports and we analyzed 10,000 of them. And the broad outcome of that data was that a large portion of about 37% of the waste that's discharged from these fishing vessels is marine debris.
Is that plastics?
Plastics, yes.
Because I'm just looking at this pie chart in front of me. It says of the dumping, 71% is waste that's dumped, 13% is abandoned, lost and dumped fishing gear. Oil spillages and leakages account for 16%. But yeah, waste dumped is 71%, of which 37% is plastics. That's
right. Well, this is the point that we've been trying to make at this Oceans Conference. It's heartening to now hear many states, and in particular their leaders, now recognizing and speaking up for this issue. It is shocking and alarming because the impact of what this data demonstrates is that we've got to be careful with the fish that we're eating, you know. The other part of the research that we did is that we actually undertook another study in four countries, Samoa, Tahiti, Easter Island, and Auckland in New Zealand, and took samples from fish ingestion. What we discovered was that the average plastic ingestion by fish, globally speaking, is about 67%. What that study that we did in those four places showed that plastic ingestion by fish was at 97% from the examined fish species. The other interesting thing about this study is that the further east you go, the ingestion rates increase.
Yeah, and this is totally consistent with a recent study by an Australian academic which found that in the Pacific East, particularly around Henderson Island and the Pitcairn Group, has the worst concentrations of plastic rubbish debris in the Pacific.
That's right. Very consistent. And so the data is there. Obviously, we've got to do a bit more work. But, I mean, the data from the plastic ingestion that we did in the four countries, plus the analysis that we did on the 10,000 reports of observers, fisheries observers, reinforce the point that we're trying to make. And it's taken a while for it to get the kind of level of awareness, but at this Oceans Conference, I was very pleased with the interest generated by the country, particularly the leaders. Some of our Pacific leaders are really taking the lead and advocating on behalf of the region. What we do need to do, there's still a bit more work that needs to be done in terms of taking it to the next level in the region, and that is RMI has, Republic of the Marshall Islands, indicated that they would like to develop a draft position that they would like to submit to the Tuna Commission, which will meet in December of this year, to bring this issue to their attention, because, you know, this is the biggest organized fisheries organization in the region. And we're gonna do everything to support that. Something needs to be done. God knows how much plastic we're eating, you know.
So what do you want out of this, a total cease of the dumping of waste in the Pacific by fishing fleets?
Well, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
That's SPREP's Director General Kosi Latu.